This is Twit.
Ron, I love that you get the obscure phone this week.
Well, also for some reason their phones that are codenamed are named with P's. But so this has got a lot. This particular thing, after talking about the Poco phone, we've got a lot of P's, and this is in honor of Pi. So bear with me as we say, Tom may be coming back with a mini pre. So Android Police, there's another P, has leaked renders of the Pepito.
Oh, the Pepito.
Pepito.
The Poco phone.
Poco Pepito. It is the first Palm phone since 2011. And get this, it is 3.3 inches with a 720p LCD screen. What year is it, folks? It's got an 800 milliamp battery, running Snapdragon 435 with 3 gig of RAM, 32 gig of storage, running Android 8.1 Oreo, not Pi. And it's got titanium and gold options. And guess what, folks? No headphone jack. And I got to tell you, I love this little guy. This little guy I want to know the price point on this sucker because I'm considering it. It's 3.3 inches.
Considering it for what exactly?
to carry in my sock. It's
like, as a backup to carry with you everywhere you go. Yeah.
Everyone's going bigger. Samsung, Google, they're all going bigger. Palm, they're going smaller.
Yep.
You see, the world is zigging and they're zagging.
You got to differentiate yourself somehow.
That's how they're going to survive.
Well,
I demand that you make air quotes every time you say Palm, by the way. Please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was once known as Palm, now Palm.
Yeah.
This just reminded me of the Jelly Phone, if you remember the Jelly Phone from months ago.
Oh, yeah.
The tiny little Kickstarter. And that display... I just put the link in there for you, Josh. That display was 2.45 inches, so it was even smaller. So, yeah.
Ooh,
take that. Mm.
You guys remember the HP Veer from 2011, this little guy?
Do you have it in your hand?
I do. I have it in my hand.
It was the
mini pre.
Oh, look at that. Look at that thing. Guy.
This was the full-size pre, and this is the Veer. Yep. And
I remember that.
Funny thing about the Veer, I actually kind of adored this thing. The Veer had a larger battery than the new Palm phone is going to have.
Yeah. Can I ask you something about that? Do you keep that within reach at all times, or was it because we're talking about the Pepito? It's just
I never let this out of my sight. The Veer is always in my sock.
I was going to say, of course you carry it in your sock.
You never know when you're going to need it. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously you keep it charged because it was powering on right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's my daily driver, bro.
Oh, okay.
I was really surprised that this battery actually powered it up, but yeah.
No kidding.
There
you go. Oh, and having that little slide action, that's
really
satisfying too.
Best.
R.I.P. WebOS.
And I got the jelly here.
I have the jelly at home. I should have remembered to bring it.
I just feel like the jelly is not a good name for a phone. I don't know. It's just, small.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You see, what they need to do in these little websites where they show video of people using it, where's the guy putting it in his sock? That's what I want.
Because you can. the Palm doesn't have is a headphone jack. And that's one thing that this form factor is actually relatively good at, is being a full-fledged, little portable media device for like working, for going to the gym or whatever, and to have a headphone. But of course, Ron doesn't care because Bluetooth, so...
Yep, there you go. Bluetooth works great. I love my Pixel Buds.
Yeah.
Put the phone in your sock.